What's going on, guys? Welcome to Weighing In with Worm. I'm your host, Worm Buffelli. We are here at the Wormhole. It is the big week for Dubuque County Wrestling. We got the County Clash. We got the Cascade Invite. We're going to talk national duels. I'm excited. I hope you're excited. Let's get this podcast rolling. So before we get this podcast rolling, I want to ask you guys a question. Are you guys looking to upgrade your mower? Are you needing a new snowblower for the upcoming wrestling season? If you are, go no further than Raider Outdoor Power, located at 2580 Rockdale Road in Key West. The good folks at Raiders will make sure you are set up for the season to have your lawn looking like a pro-level golf course or get that snow off your driveway so you can get to where you're going in a hurry. Thank you guys so much for sponsoring the podcast, Raider Outdoor Power. One of my new sponsors, Eric Doughty Concrete. For those who know, Eric Doughty, a former Hempstead wrestling great, state medalist, has a concrete company here in Dubuque, and he would love to give you guys a quote today. Give him a call at 563-543-594, and he will set you up right. Eric Doughty Concrete. Guys, go to Moskies. Just do yourself a favor and go to Moskies. Moskies Barbecue, located in Cascade, has some of the best barbecue you'll ever eat. Located right off the 136 exit in Cascade, Bryce and Shauna do nothing but great work. You've seen their food truck in Dubuque. You've seen their catering at weddings. Now go to the brick and mortar and enjoy some of the best barbecue you'll ever eat. Great people, great wrestling family. They love wrestling as much as you guys listening. So do yourself a favor, stop down Moskies, get some barbecue today. Are you looking to restore rusty old metal parts to like-new conditions or protect brand-new components with durable, attractive, long-lasting finishes? Lane's Custom Steel, located in Benton, Wisconsin, can help with the metal finishings and metal coatings, offering a full range of custom metal restoration using powder coating for individuals and businesses. Contact Shaden at lanescustomsteel@gmail.com. That's Lane's, L-A-N-E-Z, customsteel@gmail.com. Let's get this podcast rolling. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for listening to those ads. If you have a chance to support those sponsors, please go out and do so. They are great people to work with, and I'm super excited to have them. All right, well, you know, I appreciate you guys listening to my emergency episode this past week. You know, like I said, I needed to come back, and I needed to do a better job with research and, you know, being upfront about, you know, when someone makes a mistake, you know, I'm going to own up to it, and I'm going to obviously make things better. So hopefully, you know, moving forward, we'll get a better product. And, you know, let's just get right out of the gate here. This past week, everyone was competing this weekend. So really super excited to sit down with you guys here. You know, starting off Thursday night, right out the gate, Hempstead pitches a shutout 76-1. That's right, -1. Waterloo West got a team point deducted. So they actually lost negative point. That's it's pretty funny when you think about it. Hempstead got falls from Pice McCoy, Cam Smith, Zach Conlon, Landon Fish, Landon Gotchuk, Mitch Pins, Mitch Murphy, Dane Mangler, and Dawson Fish. I knew that it was going to be Chuck Hass appreciation night, so they honored Coach Chuck, I believe, with a plaque. Everyone had these t-shirts made that said, Chuck Hass is my homeboy. And if you get a chance, go on their social media, on their Facebook page, or on their Instagram. They posted a video that kind of memorialized Chuck's wrestling career, and I thought it was very well done. Adam Rang did a great job at producing it. They brought in some people to talk about it. You know, if you guys got a chance to listen to the Chuck episode or the Hass episode of the podcast, you guys know he was very proud of his career at Hempstead, and he was very happy. So to see that, I can imagine that it was a pretty emotional night for him. So, you know, once again, congrats, Chuck. Hope you enjoy your retirement. Waller went down to Xavier, and they had a tough one. They lost 60-12. It looks like they had a few guys out of their lineup. I know Jaron Gilley didn't wrestle. And then down low, they had a couple guys out. But they did get pins out of Colin Young and Michael Borman. So that, you know, that presented a shutout. Xavier's pretty solid this year. And like I said, Waller had a few guys out of the lineup, I think. So they had to definitely make do with what they had. Onward. Senior was off Thursday night. Bellevue had a quad with Comanche, Mid Prairie, and Northeast Goose Lake. They went 1-2 on the night, taking out Comanche 42-30, but they ended up losing to Mid Prairie and Goose Lake. Jack and Jake Hyland both went 3-0 on the night. So, solid night for them. I know the Goose Lake duel was pretty close. you know, Mid Prairie is always tough. They're a real tough River Valley Conference team. So good night. I think same thing for Bellevue. You know, they're rolling pretty well. West Dubuque went down to Cedar Rapids to take on Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and they came home with a 45-36 W on the night. They got falls from Cooper Habel, River Sigworth, Joe Hirsch, Brady Kennedy, Derek Horner, and Kellen McKenna. We're going to talk more about West Dubuque here going forward, but I think that's a huge win. You know, Kennedy's a solid team. You know, I've known their coach for a long time. You know, they just have a real tough, you know, blue-collar team, I think. So for them to go down there and get that win, that's a good win for them. Cascade had a quad duel with Durant, New London, and Tipton, and it was a close one for the Cougars. They lost to Durant 31-30. They lost to Tipton 40-37. They did get a win out of New London. Brock Morris went undefeated on the night. I mean, I tell you what, right there, that's one of those things where, you know, a guy gets a pin or doesn't give up a pin. All of a sudden, Cascade's looking 3-0 on the night. So both those duels really close. You know, I think, you know, again, they're clawing and scratching. You know, they're improving as the week goes on. Also, this past weekend, Hempstead was off too. Moving into this past weekend, Bellevue and Senior were down at the Northeast Goose Lake Tournament. To start, Bellevue got medalists out of Oliver McCutcheon, a freshman, taking third at 132. Jake Hyland took the title at 157, and his brother Jack took second at 215. I know Jack has had a couple back and forths with Makokita's 215-pounder, and that's who beat him this past weekend. You know, that's just a rivalry, it seems like, you know, for being pretty close neighbors. You know, those two guys have been duking it out all year. So, you know, it looks like Jack's 13-5. You know, again, I'm not sweating too much about it. He always tends to show up right around the state tournament time. So, he's going to be just fine there. But the real story coming out of that tournament, the Rams of Senior, they showed up. And they showed out for them this weekend. You know, they took third as a team. And, you know, a couple weeks ago I was saying, you know, they just kind of need a little spark plug, and I think going down to a tournament like Northeast Goose Lake, you know, for taking third, that's pretty impressive, I think. You know, they got Gabe Christensen, Loman Duffy, and Kelvin McAvan. They took titles home. Jonquel White and Lauren Kane, they took home third. Like I said, this is a great way for them to start the new year. You know, they just need that little spark plug. I think Loman Duffy, he is becoming eligible second semester. So the way that he wrestled, you know, he's a tough kid, guys. He's a spark plug. I've gotten to see him wrestle a couple times. You know, if you guys remember, he took third at districts as a freshman. He took some time off wrestling the last couple years. And so I think this year he's given wrestling a second shot. And I think, you know, the times I saw him wrestle in the off season, I was like, he hasn't forgotten anything. So be on the lookout for him. I'm pretty excited for him. Waller had a solid showing up at the Central Locator Invite. They took second as a team. They were missing Jaron Gilley out of the lineup again, but that didn't stop the Eagles from going home with a team plaque. They got champions out of Colin Young, Tom Shear, and Michael Borman. Kenny Petraeus took second behind three-time state champ Max Magania. Luke Healy also had a runner-up finish. Isaac French, Bryce Bauer, Merrick Waller, and Andrew Slott, and Dylan C. all took third. So, you know, it's a solid showing for Waller. I know, like I said, like that Central Cater tournament, there was like 18 teams there. So it was pretty solid showing for them. New Hampton Turkey Valley, who's a district opponent, was there too. So to see where they match up there, that's a pretty good feeling. Get some district opponents out of the way there along the way. West Dubuque went down to Linmar duels. They went 2-3 on the day. They beat Marion. They beat Lamar's. However, they did run into some solid teams. They lost to Mount Vernon, who's currently ranked second in 2A. They lost to number 18 Clear Creek Amana. And then in the rematch from the Bobcat duels, they end up losing to Pleasant Valley. So them and Pleasant Valley split this year. Don't count them out yet. You know, or that Pleasant Valley-West Dubuque duel, that could be a regional pairing here in the next couple weeks. So just be on the lookout for that as well. Man, I personally think just across the board, high school wrestling this past weekend was awesome. Like I said, Bellevue got a couple champs. Senior had probably the tournament of the year for them. Waller taking second up at the Elkader. And then, you know, West Dubuque losing to a couple ranked teams. You know, this is solid week coming back from, you know, Christmas break. So it looks like a lot of these guys are hungry and they're ready to go. Friday, I went up to the NWCA National Duels in Cedar Falls. Took the day off and drove up there. I got there right before wrestling started, and right off the gate, I was following Morris and I was following UD. And, you know, the Key City did pretty well, all things considered. UD started the day with a win over Concordia Moorhead. Then they lost to four seed North Central. They bounced back with a win against ARC conference foe Luther 21-17 to set up their last match against Whitewater. They ended up losing 28-9. They finished 11th. Loras had a decent weekend, all things considered. They won their first duel against Alfred State to get into the tournament, just like UD did. And then they wrestled Warburg. I was really impressed how they wrestled Warburg. You know, I think the guys came out. They came out battling. You know, that's one of those duels. I mean, it's fun whenever you wrestle Warburg, and I think, you know, those guys felt pretty good about it. But at the same time, if you know Warburg, if you know that type of wrestling, you know, the guys that they put out there today might not be the guys they put out tomorrow. That's just kind of how Coach Keller is. That's kind of the way Warburg's always been. You know, they always think, you know, who the best guy is per duel. And that's usually how it works out. So I'll be curious to see how that turns out in a couple weeks when they wrestle in February. But after that, they lost to the College of New Jersey. And then they end up beating Milliken 25-15. And then they finished the day. They finished 14th, and they lost to Luther 23-20. And I know off the back of, you know, looking right off the bat, Gabe Pfizer, you know, returning national qualifier, gets pinned by Luther's 57-pounder, who is a pinner. He is tough on top. So that's what's one of those swing matches. I mean, in my opinion, that's no different than the Luther-UD duel. They kind of finished the same. In my opinion, yeah, like 11th, 14th, you know, you can split hairs, but really, I think, you know, they both ended up going 2-3, and, you know, that's just, you know, it's all kind of all dependent on how you fit into the bracket of the first day. You know, that kind of determines, you know, where you're going to end up placing. You know, obviously, you got to win matches, but if you go 2-3, you know, you can finish 11th, you can finish 14th. So all I took out of that this past weekend is the Loras UD duel is going to be a lot of freaking fun. I think you owe it to yourself as wrestling fans, if you're in Dubuque on February 2nd, 7 p.m., go over to UD and let's pack that gym. You know, two teams that are, you know, in past, it's kind of been one-sided. You know, but then even, but you think about it though, in the last couple of years, it's been one-sided, but even a couple years before that, it was kind of one-sided the other way. So right now, I think both teams are, you know, right about that same level. You know, they got some guys that came at, UDK has some guys that came in second semester eligible. You know, you can see some fireworks, man. And I think you're going to see a really good duel between the two of them. So if you don't have plans, you want to go watch wrestling, I suggest February 2nd, you guys go to UD. Let's pack that gym and make it loud, okay? All right, with that, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to move on to This Week in Wrestling. Want to take a quick break here to mention our great sponsors at Raider Outdoor Power. Stop out at 2580 Rockdale Road, and one of their great sales staff will have you set up for the best equipment and top-of-the-line service you can expect from a company who has helped the Dubuque County area since 1957. One of my new sponsors, Eric Doughty Concrete. For those who know Eric Doughty, a former Hempstead wrestling great, state medalist, has a concrete company here in Dubuque, and he would love to give you guys a quote today. Give him a call at 563-543-594, and he will set you up right. Eric Doughty Concrete. At Lane's Custom Steel, they have been offering custom powder coating solutions to businesses and individuals since 2019. Their skilled team of professionals are dedicated to providing you with high-quality finishes that will last many years. Email Shaden at lanescustomsteel@gmail.com. All right, this week in the wrestling world, you know, I talked about it on, like, the first episode of the podcast that I did. You know, the things that, you know, I was looking forward to this year. And this is it. You know, I kind of been looking towards this week for a long time. I even got more excited this week when I started thinking about it more and more. This is, like I said, this is a huge week for Dubuque Wrestling. So, I know we're going to be probably getting a snowstorm here at the time of the recording. Hopefully when this drops, the dust will have settled or snow will have settled. Roads will get cleared and you guys will want to get out of the house. So Thursday night, here are a list of great things that you guys can all go catch. So you guys can get out of the house. Thursday, we got Wallert versus Senior at Wallert. This is a great inner city duel. I think it can be very well contested. They both kind of had similar results against Xavier. It could be a little bit more hard hitting. And I think always, when you wrestle in inner city, and especially, Senior and Wallert, or you always want to be the best whoever you're competing against, but especially in the air, in the city. I know there's still a big inner city, passion there. So I think both teams are going to come out, swinging on Thursday night. Senior's gotten Wallert the last couple of years, so I'll be curious to see what's in store over there. Wallert's got this team this year. It's got 33 guys. Senior's got, a couple of tough guys. Adding Loman Duffy to the lineup, that kind of makes things interesting even well. And Senior's trying to grab their first win of the year. So it's going to be a lot of fun to figure out. Cascade has a quad with Makokata, Anamosa, and Mid Prairie. 3, 2, 1. And on the college front, Loras is wrestling Central at 7 p.m. at Graber. And that's at Loras. I'll be on the live stream commentary for that duel. So, in the event that, you still want to stay home but you want to watch some wrestling, or you're out in the, general area and you still want to watch wrestling and listen to me chat, I'll be doing live commentary there, so you can turn in there. Just go to Loris's sports website. You can find the link there. But, honestly, man, if you have a pulse and, you really follow wrestling hard in Dubuque like I do, it's the County Clash week. This has always been a big duel. Really kind of started being a big duel in like 15 or 16, in my opinion, where both teams really started putting emphasis on it. And then, within the last probably 5 or 6 years, they started adding, the moniker of the County Clash to it. They have a traveling trophy, and if you've ever been out there, it is honestly, it's a cool environment. If you ever go to West Dubuque or you go to Hempstead, they both sides pack it. You listen to both episodes of the podcast, the Haas one and the episode with Coach Cleary, they both talk about the County Clash. That is a circled date on their calendar. I don't care what anyone says, that is a circled date on their calendar. That is a conference duel now. It is a rivalry duel. It's for a trophy. The kids get hyped up for it. The coaches get hyped up for it. The fans get hyped up for it. So I would say I agree with them. This is one of the bigger duels of the year. And I don't like to believe in transitive property of wrestling, but then again, I totally believe in it. But I don't know if it really works all the time, but hey, I do like to believe in the transitive property of wrestling. I always think it kind of makes things exciting in my head. So just looking at, that transitive property of wrestling, West Dubuque beats Kennedy 45-36, and Hempstead beat Kennedy 45-33. So that duel is, if matchups go right, that duel is going to be close, I think. I know West Dubuque has their best lineup, I think, out there right now. They did a mid-break weight shift. They had a lot of guys drop some weight after the football season. After they got their lungs back underneath them, they all hit a drop to fill that lineup, do that lineup shift to make that a little bit better for them, So I think that's something that their team is going to be pretty much locked in for the remainder of the regular season, hopefully here. Just so excited to see that. And Hempstead's had it all year. Like, they've been that team so far. They've won 3 individual due tournaments. They've beaten Lindmar, who had a really good
season this, or really good Battle of Waterloo, and they're, you know, they're a top five ranked team. Hempstead's ranked sixth, I believe, right now. And so, you know, they've been rolling on strong. You know, the different kind of difference between both teams is, like, West Dubuque this year spent a lot of time, like, there were Saturdays, they had a lot of dual tournaments that first half of the season. Where Hempstead went the different route. They went more of the individual tournament route on their Saturdays. You know, again, both arguments works out great. I'm here for it. You know, and they've gone to tournaments that have had solid competition. You know, Hempstead's gone to the Keith Young up in Cedar Falls. They've gone to the Makoka invite. They went to the Fort Madison invite, and they've won all three of those tournaments. You know, West Dubuque, they went up to the Keith Young. They hosted the Bobcat duels where they had some solid teams there. And, you know, and then they finished off with a, they went down to a dual tournament down in Northwest Waukee. So they definitely have put the miles in and they got themselves some good competition here this year. All on top of being in the Mississippi Valley Conference, guys. So that's going to be, I think it's going to be a slugfest. Like, I just think it's, both teams are going to go out there. You know, they're not going to just show up and expect, or they're not going to show up and just put guys out there. Both teams are very smart. They understand that dual matchups win. And so if Hempstead or West Dubuque have to move guys around to get an advantage, they're going to do it. Like, that's just both how both those teams are. Then there's nothing wrong with it. I actually got to respect it because that is, you know, that's X's and O's style coaching. You know, it's not just, hey, throw your 106-pounder out there and let the best guy win. No, you gotta have some strategy there. You know, and I, again, you know, by doing that, they're going to get the best out of their team and the best out of their points. So I'll be very curious to see how that goes. I reached out to both staffs. Hempstead assistant coach Brandon Hass reached out to me and said, you know, the big matchups that he thinks are going to be key to this duel are 106 pounds. You got Callum McKenna from West Dubuque versus Elijah Hyatt. Callum McKenna has taken this duel or taken this match from Elijah up at the Keith Young tournament, so he's got one on him. Derek Horner versus Cam Smith. Cam Smith's having a year, guys. You know, we talked about that. You know, I won the preseason national tournament. He's won all three tournaments that he's competed in this year. You know, he's really stepping up as a sophomore. So, you know, I think he's growing. He's going pretty well there. I think there's still one or two more big matchups that we haven't really talked about yet. But also, I don't know if they happen. So, I'm going to keep my... I'll keep those in my head until after the dust settles. And if I'm right on it, I'm right on it. If not, then we're never going to talk about it again because, hey, why be wrong on my own podcast, right? It's my podcast. I can do what I want, right? All right, that was pretty egotistical. So, yeah, back to it. So back to talking with Coach Hass, he said, you know, the key things to win, to get the win for Hempstead, you know, set the tempo early in the duel, start the duel out with momentum, being able to put guys on their back and get points. You know, obviously, you know, they got to get bonus points where they can, but they also got to limit West Dubuque's bonus point victories. You know, they expect to have 14 hard-fought matches. West Dubuque is a very tough team who always brings to the county clash. It'll be fun. It's a hostile environment. I was just going to talk. We're going to talk about that in a second. So, you know, I hope, you know, they hope that they come out on top. You know, obviously, I did reach out to West Dubuque at the time of the recording. I haven't got anything back. But you're going to assume they're thinking the same thing, you know. Limit their bonus points. Get bonus points where you can. Win the toss-ups. That's how you win those close dual meets. You know, you can't just go out there and just wrestle and expect things to happen. No, you got to step up. Your leaders have to go out and get bonus points. Your guys that have a little bit of less success, you know, you can step up for your team by, you know, not giving up a major, not giving up a tech, saving a point, you know, not getting pinned. You know, a 3-point swing is a lot. You know, You know, and if you can do that, you know, just by, you know, by fighting hard and giving up, you know, 3 points instead of 4 points, 5 points instead of six, hey, you're doing your part, man. So keep that in mind if you're out there listening and you're trying to figure out where you belong in this world of the county clash. You know, if you guys have ever been out to the County Clash, I think we were just talking about it before. Like, I've gone out a couple times, and every time I left, I've, like, you know, I've kind of had, like, kind of like a, I had to, like, come down on the drive home because of how loud it is. Like, you know, both sides of the bleachers are loud. They can be tough. You know, you could end up being on the wrong side of the bleachers if, you know, if things go awry. So, it's gonna be curious. I really feel bad that I want to do the commentary for Loris. Also, you know, if I could be at three places at once, I'd do it in a heartbeat. But obviously, I got some other business with Loris Wrestling that I said I'd be helping out with. So I would love to help. I'm gonna be helping those guys out. But yeah, I'm super excited to see the County Clash, and hopefully, I can get some film on it and see what I can see here next couple days. Going into Saturday, Hempstead is heading down to the Bettendorf Freeman Castro Midwest Shootout. That's a 2-day tournament. It's loaded with tough teams. Bettendorf, City West, Waukee. There's 17 teams down there. There's a couple teams, like a team from Missouri, a couple teams from Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa. Tough tournament, 2 days, just like the Donnybrook, just like Fort Madison, just like Cliff Keen. You know, it's a pool play tournament, gets you into the finals. Or get in the final set of the tournament the next day. So hopefully they have a good showing down there. It's going to be real easy, though. The rest of the teams that we cover, they're all going to the Cascade Invite. That's Saturday out at Cascade. They have that really nice gym now that can hold four mats across. You know, and then if worst case scenario, they can open up their wrestling room. They got that second gym. You know, they can put more mats in if they need to. That tournament's always grown, man. Like, I grew up in that tournament. It just seems like over the last, like, 10 years, they just have added more teams and more teams. And I think it works, man. I mean, they got some teams there. But, yeah, like, every other team that I cover besides Hempstead's there. I mean, and, you know, selfishly, you know, personally, I would love that if Hempstead were to get out of the Bettendorf tournament and come to the Cascade tournament in the future. Then that way, you know, everyone that's in the covered area is in that tournament. You know, obviously it's not like a, you know, winner takes all bragging right thing, but it'd just be cool, right? Like, you know, you have every team from the area at this tournament. You know, and I think that's the closest thing that you can get. Like, that's the closest thing you can get to an outright title. You know, Dubuque used to have the Dubuque Invite. And then that went away. And then, you know, I think Cascade's done a really good job picking it up. Like I said, Bellevue, Cascade, Senior, Waller, West Dubuque. We got Hempstead there, you know, and Beckman's even there too. We don't really talk about Beckman much, but Beckman's there too. So then you really do have this whole area, you know, right there. You know, you got the Port City Union. You got some Regals out of Iowa City, Regina. Sprinkle in some other Warriors and Spartans and Eagles. We're going to have a nice little Saturday out in Cascade, you know. So I do plan on going out to the finals Saturday afternoon. Hopefully, you know, that should be about probably like a 3 o'clock start time on the finals, I would assume, if everything is running right. Hopefully there's, you know, some good finals matches to see, and I think there will be. Like I said, you know, there's some dogs in it. You know, I remember thinking of some past Cascade invites. There was one Cascade invite where you had Aaron Costello, who was a 3A state champ. You had Tristan Wirth, who was a 2A state champ. And you had Jared Brinkman, who was the 1A state champ, in the same damn bracket. You know, that's pretty cool. You know, you don't see that a whole lot, but at the same time, you know, that's pretty awesome to say. Like, you know, at one point, you know, all three state champs were in one bracket, you know. And then that same year, you know, you had Max Lyon and an Alex McDonald, who they both won state titles at 182, 1 and 3A, 1 and 1A. Both went on Division I programs. You know, Boone McDermott was in that bracket, and he took third. You know, there was just a mess of really tough wrestlers like Braden Burtz and Max Thompsons and so on and so forth that wrestled the Cascade tournament. So I think the Cascade tournament is going to hopefully get a little bit more respect rolling in their name. But like I said, it's an 18 tournament team. So hopefully that gets the ball rolling there. And everyone has a good weekend out there. But that about wraps it up for me. I wanted to make sure I didn't miss much this time around. So I really didn't put much effort into Coach Worm's Corner this week. You know, if I'm going to give you any advice here, guys, you know, just go out, wrestle hard, wrestle tough. Try, you know, score points, you know. I was thinking about this weekend watching the national duels, and it occurred to me that there's, you know, you ever notice, like, you watch, like, a college match or even, like, a really good high school match, like, you know, there's, like a minute left in the third and a guy's down, and he's just, like, hand fighting. He's not even really, and he's just, I feel like he's hand fighting to hand fight. He's not even hand fighting to, like, to score. Like, I feel like, I don't know, man. I mean, I might be jaded as a fan, like, armchair quarterback in here, but I feel like, you know, if you're within a takedown and it's, like, a minute left, you need to burn the damn tanks. Like, you know, you need to just empty the clip and just take shots. Like, you know, push the pace. Even if it's, like, 2-3 half shots and commit on one shot, you know, I'd rather see, you know, in my personal opinion, I'd rather see a kid lose, you know, 5-5, you know, 5-2, because he was going in on a shot and gives up a shot and, you know, and loses. It's better than, you know, watching him 3-2 match where the kid for the last 30 seconds is just pushing him and not taking a shot, because, like, you know, it's not like someone's going to give you an extra pat on the back saying, hey, you only lost by one instead of you lost by four. You know, I get if it's close enough to where, like, or if it's, like, you know, a takedown affects, like, a major or a tech. Yeah, maybe not. But in those aspects where you're close enough to win, man, you owe it to yourself, you owe it to your teammates to go out there and score points. You know, go out there, go out on your shield. If you got to go out there, take a shot. You know, say you get it, you win the match, great. If you lose, hey, at least you're losing fighting. You know, at least you're losing going down swinging. I don't think anyone's ever going to hold back on that. I don't think anyone's ever going to come up to you and be like, man, you shouldn't have taken that other shot. Why? You still would have lost. You might as well try going for the W. You might as well try and make it work. But, so I said I wasn't going to cover anything in Coach Worm's Corner, but there I did, man. So, hopefully that you take a little bit of that advice, you know, just you feel that sense of urgency, especially, you know, these big duels coming up. Like I said, the County Clash or the Cascade Invite or something like that. You're in a position to win. Go out on your shield, man. Like, just go after it. You know, be great. Find a way to be great. So, appreciate you guys. Hopefully you guys get out. Stay safe. If, you know, hopefully after the snowstorm, you guys are able to get out of the house, go watch some wrestling. Otherwise, this is Worm. I got my one. I'm out.
Thank you.
Before we go, I just want to give one last shout out to Raider Outdoor Power, Mosky's Barbecue, Eric Doughty Concrete, Lane's Custom Steel, Gravel Grading and Excavating, Cascade Athletic Club, Big Game Wrestling Club, Dubuque Wrestling Club, Leonard Funeral Home, Kramer Pest Control, Jared Levy at Exit Realty, and Spine and Sport Chiropractic Center. I'm so thankful for you guys' sponsorships. I hope you guys go out and use their business, support their business any way you guys can. Give them follows on social media. Use their business. It's truly appreciated. Thanks again for listening. Follow us at Worms Weigh In on Instagram, or follow us at Dubuque Area Sports Podcast on Facebook.